Oh, I better turn that down with that guy over on here.
I'd like to call this meeting to order for March 7th, 2013. We have a bid opening for steel culverts.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
This is a bid number 201302-211 for corrugated steel culverts. As requested by Road and Bridge, and we've had three responses to that, and I'll proceed with response number one, which is from Dickey's Culverts, LLC in West Plains. Mr. Hayes is here to assist, and I'll have him look at those. Make sure that the signatures are in place, and the appropriate responses there.
Yes, we do have signatures, required documents, and we got a grand total price of $20,694.85.
Grand, is there, if there's no variation from the request on the bid, sometimes people add to and for different prices on the things. Is with three, do you need to take them and bring back a spreadsheet? Or
yeah, I'd like to go have a time to review, put it on a spreadsheet, and with multiple bidders and come back with a recommendation.
All right.
The second one we received is from VBROC Sales and Service, and that representative is present this morning and decided to join us.
We have all the required information, and he's got a total price of $14,859.10.
Thank you. And the last one we received was from Metal Culverts Incorporated.
Sheets here, and he's got a grand total price $17,396.90.
Okay. When would you like to? How much time do you think we'll need to review those and come up with a recommendation? Next Thursday.
This one we could probably have ready by Monday if you guys want to hear it by Monday. Or give us a week.
Monday's fine.
Monday will be fine. We're going to have a short agenda on our agenda request, looks like. So Monday would be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
The 11th.
That's all. Regarding bids.
Thank you. The bid opening process.
This was something that Mr. Erickson and Mr. Houseman was working on collectively. I would like to postpone this until Mr. Hausman is here. He's ill today, and not mad ill, but ill today. Anyway, I'd like for him to be present, too, for his input on those on that process. Brandon, unless you had something to say about that, I'm not...
No, that's fine. I like in your letter how you still have two grown men and a small boy to help carry all the packages in on a Thursday.
That has been the case lately. This morning I was...
And then it was referenced that the commission was the two grown men and a small boy, so I wonder who the small boy was.
Well, this morning we got lucky. I was able to handle it myself.
No, I don't care to table it till Mr. Hausman can have some input on it. And it's kind of your guys' baby anyways, so...
I'd appreciate that as well.
Okay. Right.
Full call.
Put that back on Mondays, I guess. The 11th. You want to make a motion to table it, or?
I will. Tabling it to next Monday. I don't know what the what is the date on Monday.
3/11.
3/11. And let Nikki adjust the agenda accordingly.
Second, I have a motion to table the bid opening process. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. So we'll go ahead and... Oh, there's Nikki. You're hiding back there. Bid award recommendations for the county road signs and bucket truck?
Yes. We are prepared to make recommendations on both of those. I'll let Mr. Hayes handle the recommendation on the county road signs. For the record, that is bid number 201301-210 for county road signs. And then I'll handle the other one.
Can you give that again, please, for the number?
Okay. The on the county road side, we had several vendors respond, and brought you what we did out. We did out our 911 type signs, our regulatory warning, and also our road construction, what the road departments use. For daily maintenance type work. So we bid the whole package out. We had several vendors, and we had two vendors that submitted complete bids, which I mean there was no bid items within their whole bid package. So our recommendation is going to be a primary recommendation to go with Newman Sign Incorporated. And Vulcan Sign is a secondary vendor.
So you want the motion, I'll make a motion to accept Newman Signs as the primary vendor for the all the signs. Because you've got this down as county road signs on this agenda, right. But it's for all the signs.
It's the whole sign package.
It was everything that was bid in that right. In that particular situation. And then for Vulcan Incorporated signs for the secondary vendor. That's my motion. The only two complete bids we had.
201301, 201 on. Except for maybe I've got the bid plan.
Yeah, that would be your bid number.
You're going to have to get a bigger spreadsheet next time, Randy.
It would have been several pages.
Isn't that beautiful?
Kathy's done a great job.
Kathy, yeah, that's together. Awesome.
They made it big for the two grown men that their eyes aren't so good.
Yeah.
<think it's>
yeah, the.
Exactly.
Those, and you might say that the way that's laid out there, that could be available for all the vendors to view. easy for them to read also.
I will distribute it to everyone who participated as well as post it on our website.
I appreciate that.
You bet.
Can I have the names of the first and second?
The primary vendor is Newman Sign Incorporated. And the secondary is Vulcan Signs.
Okay. I'll second the motion. We have a motion to approve Newman Signs Incorporated as the first and Vulcan Signs as a secondary option on bid number 201-301-2010. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I'm glad to see that many participants on any bid.
I have a correction to make on that number. I'm not sure how that got 2010 on that, but it's 210.
210, so it's not 2010?
Right. The last three numbers should be 210, which is correct on the actual bid itself. But
okay. On that form up there, Randy, you might just mark
that
up.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the bucket truck.
Yes, this was a bid, a request for bid number 201301-208. We originally had to reschedule the bid opening due to weather. Then last week we opened up all of the bid responses, studied those. And after additional review of each response in great detail and realizing that the only units which truly meet all of the desired needs to serve Taney County correctly are priced beyond feasible budgetary availability, Mr. Hayes and I are formally requesting that the Taney County Commission order all these responses to be rejected. Thereafter, we will regroup and decide on the appropriate next course of action concerning this need.
I'll make a motion to accept your recommendation and your board that you put together. Are you and Mr. Hayes, Mr. Erickson, Mr. Hayes, and Mr. Collins? Is that the way I understand that?
More than likely.
That will make up probably at least three people to
decide on the next course of action and probably put on RFP.
My motion will be in that effect, Mr. Williams. Both.
So you can repeat all that now.
I was going to say. what exactly was the motion? To reject all bids?
Reject all bids and let the committee that was formed.
I don't think we need to make a.
No, you don't have to name them, but let the committee come back with a recommendation.
First, we just need to reject the responses,
yes.
And then we can go back with...
Okay.
Just reject the entire bid.
The main thing is just reject that.
201-301-2010.
Okay. So moved.
Second, we have a motion to reject the responses from the bid of 201-301-208. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Good morning, Miss Nikki.
Good morning. I understand we're going to post a steel culvert bid award on Monday.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay.
And then also the bid opening process will move to Monday.
That won't take any time at all. So.
number one on your list?
Is
do you know, did they have a date, submit their date requested?
Mm-mm. As soon as you guys can speak with her.
We'll just put it on Monday, just to put it towards the end of the...
Yeah, it's the end of
like
the morning.
Towards the end of the morning?
Yes.
End of the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm assuming we'll have a couple other things come up that we'll want to...
Well, the carryover will be a pretty good size on the agenda.
Well, yeah, because we need to... There's no point in Randy doing his presentation twice.
No. No, there's no need, because it's so, 2 and 3 hours long. It's a...
I don't want to sit through it twice.
No. No, and it's something that that I've been through on different occasions, and it's rather lengthy and a lot of notes taken, so there's no need in going through it twice.
Okay, we'll reschedule that.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll reschedule that. And
I would appreciate the, because as we look through those, the public will be involved in a lot of that review. I'm sure they'll want to come and see why that their road is either refused or accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I could get the press to put something out on that, maybe over, can I make that on the weekend paper, Jan? Can you guys make that on your weekend paper? If we had road petition review. Jan's sleeping back there, I guess so. I ask if we have a road review and it's rather lengthy, there'll be some people want to come in and see why their road was either rejected or accepted on Randy's review. It's a rather long process. I think we even scheduled 3 hours. It'll be 2 to 3 hours because some of them will have automatic things that need to be removed, such as transformers, highline poles, all these things that come into a road petition that sometimes aren't, no one knows the reason why we didn't accept or they don't meet the standard, and let the public be available to come and see the what we're requesting be done. And if we could get that in the paper that we're going to have a road review at that particular time, there might be some of the public that, because as I understood it, is there somewhere around 20 or 30 roads that they're going to be looking at. So I'd appreciate that if you guys could help us out there on the road review on Road and Bridge for acceptance into the county maintenance system.
Have you picked that out yet? Because I've written on it a couple of times.
Well, it'll be Monday. We were going to have it today, but we need all three commissioners here. I've already been through the video myself, so it would be kind of wasted time for Brandon to sit to it 3 hours, and for Rondon to have to sit to it again for 3 hours, and I don't want to sit to it for another 6 hours. So that's... this coming Monday, or is that what you want to try to do or work it in?
Yeah.
I'm already depressed with the owners, so
okay.
It's out.
Okay.
So I could get a small piece in the independent.
Just anything in the independent or anything that they might. Sometimes we have people come in and want to know. And I like for the public to be informed why we have certain standards and why the dollar amounts and everything is considered with the budget that we've got to take in as many as we can at the cheapest amount.
What about Evan? Do you want him to write in his paper?
Yeah, he was looking at me all the time, so I knew that he was bad.
I don't think we have anything else for
scheduling purposes.
For scheduling. I, like I said, I'm sure there's
some of this other stuff may
something
be...
Something will probably come up later in the day. But...
Yeah. Some of the other items may be brought up
okay.
later.
Okay. That's fine.
Thank you, ma'am. Previous meeting minutes.
I know we had a question on those, Brandon, on the previous minutes. There was a couple of things that we needed to listen to on the audio.
Right.
And I think you'll have to go to the clerk's office and maybe get a disc on that, or they may pull that up, but it's not on there now on your on the computer, of some language. And so I'm going to make a motion that we, there's just one set of, but it'll be two
yes.
sets now from this meeting and then, but I'm going to make a motion that we wait on those until we can listen to the exact language on the tape, because it doesn't, I don't think it matches up with what we have in our minutes.
Yeah, I tried to listen to it this morning, and I don't know if it was user error, or but it's not pulling it up. So, because, yeah, I don't, like you said, check a couple of the words that were used and listen to it. So, second the motion to table. Second, we have a motion to table the previous meeting minutes approval. You just want to move them to Wednesday? Or excuse me, to Monday?
Monday.
Discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. The nightly rental amendments. Mr. Ashley, did you want to talk to us? Or? My only concern is, yes, just because I wouldn't want you guys voting on it without me here. Simply because, I, you know, something like this, I'd want to have some input. And
I appreciate that. I think that that's very reasonable that we all be involved in this. And there's,
yes,
it's 19 amendments to this this change. If it was one or two, and you had a sense of how the other commissioner felt about it, it might be different. But with 19 amendments, and there may be two or three that we want to strike and bring up at a different date. If you need a motion, Mr. Williams, to table that until Monday, that's fine with me. I would rather do it that way. I wouldn't want something as involved as this to be presented and with just two commissioners voting on it. I know we have the authority to do so, but it's just respect.
Honestly, yeah, like I said, I'd be upset if
yeah.
On something like this, on a smaller item, it wouldn't be a big deal. But is there anybody that would want to speak about planning and zoning, though, before we move on? No? Okay. We have a motion?
Yeah, a motion to table to Monday.
Second, we have a motion to table the code amendments to the nightly rental. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Or excuse me, aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. We have a noise/nuisance ordinance. It was requested by Jeremy. Is it Woolery?
Worley, I believe.
Worley?
I don't see him present. I think that's over on your district, and so you go ahead and give some recommendation or something on that, Brandon, because I don't...
I don't know what he's wanting. I just have requested by Jeremy, W-O-L-E-R-Y, for a noise ordinance. I guess we'll have Nikki get a hold of him and see if it needs to be put back on the agenda.
It may be something that you can handle outside of the agenda process.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance to talk to him. I didn't call him because it's over there, and I think you have more information on it probably than I do.
Well, he hasn't contacted me personally, so I think he sent an email to Mr. Houseman. That's the only thing I know about.
Yeah, I got one, too.
Oh, did you get an email?
Mm-hmm.
I see. I didn't get one. I might have got a forward. I think I just got one saying he wanted... I think it was just for the agenda, though, to be put on the agenda. So I guess we'll just go ahead and...
I just take that off there.
Just take it off until...
You contact him, and then we'll...
That's fine by me.
Go from there.
Board appointments. We have one board appointment for the Taney County Health Department. We had a gentleman resign as a member of the trustees of the Taney County Health Department Board. It is an elected board, and after talking with our attorney, we can appoint somebody only until the municipal election, and then after that there has to be the election. Well, the municipal election comes up April 2nd, so I don't see any point in appointing somebody for less than a month.
If they've already, and they may have already had their meeting, I don't know what their meeting schedule is, but for less than a month for us to appoint and then somebody else to be reelected is, I believe we can probably do without the appointment of that board member till after we see if it meets the qualifications of the election. And the way that I understand it, that board member is the one that's up for the election, so that resigned.
That's the way I understand it.
And so I think that we should let the public decide, other than us make an appointment that's going to be less than a month.
And then after that point, if there's nobody elected, then at that time we can make an appointment.
We can make an appointment if there's no one on the election.
On the municipal ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Or excuse me, during the next municipal election. So we are not going to do that. We have a Missouri American Water Company data sharing agreement.
Is that you, Patsy? I was kind of wondering, is this one that goes along with the data sharing that we do with other companies on location, line location, and all those kind of things?
This one actually pertains to the GIS, the data sharing back and forth, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
We do that with...
a number of entities.
And the water district is always one of those. And is this a renewal?
No, this is actually for this particular company who has some clients here in Taney County that they've requested to share data back and forth, which we would get their geographic information on their boundary lines and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's just the basic data sharing agreement.
I understand from Nikki that she's already, this has been reviewed by council and
yes,
approved.
Yes,
so.
I talked to Frank Colley
okay.
about it.
I'm going to make a motion for approval of the data sharing agreement with American Water Company. I guess it's Missouri American Water
yes.
Company. That would be my motion.
Second, we have a motion to approve the data sharing agreement with Taney County and the Missouri American Water Company. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I'm going to make a motion to go into executive session. I see that's... the next thing on the item, the road and bridge deal that comes up at 10:30, I think Randy has one or two small items he wants to visit with us about, but that's what we talked about earlier as far as the review of the road petitions and everything. So we're going and have already done so. I guess I made a motion, didn't we, to move that to Monday?
For
did we make a motion there, Stacy, on that one?
You just agreed to do it.
I don't know that
it was during, you just talked about it.
Because it's on the agenda, let's go ahead and make a motion to move that to the Monday agenda on the, there's two or three parts of this, but this is on the operations and road petitions. But motion to move that to Monday, operations and road petition.
Do we have to wait until 10:30 to do that?
We have to wait till 10:30 to do that, but I didn't want the press to have to hang around till that period of time on something like that.
So we'll make the motion at 10:30?
Yeah.
Was he wanting to talk to us about a couple things, or he already did that? Did he already talk to us?
I don't know what he's got wrote on here, Brandon.
I was told it's
staff update and estate drive, and I have no idea about either one of those requests, so I thought we'd have to wait probably till 10:30 to have him come back in on those, but those other two things on there, which is the operations and road petitions, was be put off till Monday.
At 10:30, we will make sure we're out of executive session by then, and we will, if Mr. Hayes still wants to talk to us about a couple of things, it's on the schedule. After that, we don't have any. We had the whole early afternoon scheduled for that work session. So we're obviously not doing that, but we'll just make those motions to table that at 10:30.
Let's just check with him and see. He may have decided to put the whole thing off till.
Right, because as my understanding, he wanted to talk to us about a couple things, but not the main thing. So
we have a motion right now.
We have a motion to go into executive. I can get a pursuant to what?
610.021.3, and that's under personnel.
Second, we have a motion to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021.3. All in favor, roll call, aye.
Danny, aye.
Brandon, aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Ask for a 5-minute recess.
Go for it.
Well, I think
trying to wait on.
Yeah, I don't even know. We need to wait on the people that's going to come in on the executive session. I don't know who all is involved. Is that you?